Hello and welcome to this edition of Working Together on Radio Miraya. This is a weekly program that looks at the work of UN agencies, international and non-governmental organizations, including humanitarian actors in South Sudan, how they collaborate with the local people in providing services to their communities. This program aims to provide a platform where issues affecting our communities can be shared and solutions to those challenges explored. As always, don't forget to subscribe to our Facebook page at Facebook/Radio Miraya, and you can also follow us at Twitter at Radio Miraya. My name is Regina Gorley. You're almost welcome, and today we are discussing about Central Equatoria Business Union and also including the Juba Economic Forum. They have launched a report that is strengthening issues of business in the communities, and they are going to tell us more on this launch report and also this business group here. And in the studio, I'm joined by Thomas Muto. He's from the Central Equatoria Business Union, and he's the patron chairperson of the steering committee. He's the patron of the Central Equatoria Business Union. And in the studio, we also have Parek Toby Madut. He's the chairperson, steering committee for Juba Economic Forum. You're almost welcome, my guest in the studio.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Let me start this discussion by Thomas Muto. If you could tell us about a little background of Central Equatoria Business Union.
Thank you. First of all, I want to say thank you for hosting us, and I'm very thankful that today we're here once more discussing the importance of Central Equatoria Business Union. And this is not the first time that we were here. We came here a month ago on the same purpose. Central Equatoria Business Union is a union of businessmen and women that are engaged on a business activity in the state. And these are individuals that are doing trade specifically. So the union got registered in 2020 after the three states, the former three states of Yei, Terekeka and Jubek were merged to come one state. So the business individuals in the state organize themselves and see that it's important for them to register a body that will supervise their activities, will empower them, and as well will be able to showcase what they are doing. So we register this union. And yes, as I said, one of the criteria to be a member is that you need to be an active person that is involved in trade. And two, you need to be someone who is also sound in mind and ready to contribute to the objectives, vision, and mission of the union. Those are the ways, those are simple ways of becoming a member of the union. So the union is a legal registered union of businessmen and women.
How does this person come in to be a member?
One, you need to be an active player in the market doing business. So being a bigger business and medium business and a startup. So if you are someone who have started a business, you are interested to do business, and you have started doing it, that is one of the criteria of becoming a member of the union.
Okay. And some of the role, how do you guide these people or support them?
The union, one, is a platform of bringing business actors together. In sense of empowering them, one, with the skills, management skills, you know, networking skills, how do you network in business, and as well seeing on how we can create means of getting capital fund for startups and as well for another business, because there's no limitation of getting support to business, whether you are a large business or you are a medium business or you're a startup, still you need a support. So the union is established to advocate on behalf of its members to be able to support it in other ways, whether financially, whether with the skills, and whether on matters that are concern to the business in terms of policies. So the union, one, advocate on policies and regulations that are suitable to the business environment, and as well engage on policies that support business community in terms of access to capital, and as well support the business community in terms of showcasing what they are doing. So this is what the business union is doing, and so far we were able to engage with the state government, the Central Equatorial State Government, in what we call tax harmonization. So that tax harmonization, it's an initiative that trying to advocate on harmonization of taxes, whereby the national government, the state government, the local government need to have a harmonized channel of tax collection. So that happened successfully with the state government, particularly the Minister of Finance, Central Equatorial State. That was earlier 2022. We had that engagement, we had the workshop, and the resolution and recommendation of that workshop was passed, and the Minister of Finance was to present it to the Council of Ministers of the State, and thereafter taken to the Parliament so that it is enacted to be a law. That was first of engagement that the union had. And then secondly, we initiated the Juba Economic Forum, which today we did the release of its report. So the Juba Economic Forum was initiated as a platform to advocate on matters of concern to improve the business environment and our economy in the country. And that the Juba Economic Forum actually happened to be a multi-stakeholders platform that bring together the national government, the state government, and the stakeholders. So these are tools that the union initiate in order to contribute to concerns that the business community have and the common citizens also have. And then along the way also, we are based on the resolution and the recommendation of the forum, we are going to initiate capacity development programs that are going to empower the business community. So those are tools that the union initiate to be able to empower the business community and as well the common people.
Yeah, you have already touched about that, where I'm supposed to come with that one later about the report. But then I can still go to Toby if you can tell us about this report and how you collaborate with the Central Equatorial Business Union. Thank you and welcome.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Once again, I join my colleague Thomas in appreciating Mirai FM and you, Regina, for hosting us. And to talk about the report that was just launched today, this is the report of the Juba Economic Forum, which is an initiative of the Central Equatorial Business Union. But it is actually a forum for issues of concern in the economic and private sector development areas in South Sudan. So we are stakeholders in this process. We came together to support Central Equatorial Business Union to launch this platform for discussion, for policy engagement, for advocacy, and as a forum where things that are important in the immediate term and long-term strategic plans can be discussed and analyzed. So this report is a result of the conference that was held here in Juba, the first conference, and it has a set of resolutions and recommendations that go to different stakeholders and different players in the economic realm of South Sudan, the national government, the Ministry of Finance specifically, the central bank, institutions like the National Communications Authority, the state government of Central Equatoria. And of course, the Central Equatorial Business Union, as the state level union of business people, men and women. So these sets of resolutions address pertinent issues that were discussed during the conference. We had experts. We had like senior government officials. At the top of whom was His Excellency the Vice President for the Economic Cluster, who addressed the conference, plus the Minister of Finance and the Minister of Petroleum, and many other senior officials. And of course, we had the private sector also involved. We also had development partners. We had very, very fruitful discussions, and we came out with resolutions to address challenges that are there and also recommendations to specific institutions.
You talk of challenges and improvement in institutions. I wanted to know, this report, what does it bring to the common person?
Okay, well, because this report is critical because it is addressing structural challenges that make it difficult for the common person to do business, make it difficult for the common small business to thrive, make it difficult for the local South Sudanese companies to get a piece of the broader market because of these challenges. So we want to address them. We want to address issues of capacity building for our people. We want to address issues of harmonization of taxes for our small business people, all those people, our mothers and youth who are doing business and are struggling with the taxes that they have to face, and also with the services that they really would like to feed. We are also looking at structural issues like, you know, digital infrastructure, so that people can actually engage and do business in a much more streamlined and faster process.
Yes.
So those things really affect the common man, and we believe that if you don't address them, you will always be not reaching your maximum potential.
Yes, you touch a little bit of tax collection, and as you see in the markets, our people, the South Sudanese business, is not really growing. What could be done more?
Well, we have several recommendations in that area. We have said that, you know, the taxes have to be harmonized, so we know exactly who's supposed to be collecting taxes, not only in Juba but across the whole country. So that and then there should be reforms in the tax code so that we can empower the small and disadvantaged business people to thrive. You cannot tax everybody at the same rate when they are
barely, when it's small, the other one is having a little
exactly,
bit.
Exactly, yeah. So those issues came out clearly because even we had people from who are small business owners or at a very informal level, those people also had their voice and they reflected in the recommendations. We want to move into digital taxation so that there's a better way for the government to keep track of where they are taxing people, where their revenue is coming from,
yes,
and also service delivery. So all those items are in the report that I think will be a good contribution to the discussion about moving our economy forward.
Yeah, that could be good. And this report will really empower our local business people. And I would want to ask you that when it comes to tax collection, because there are so many, institutions that are doing that. So how will this be regulated to make sure that it's not tomorrow this one comes and they give money and the next is another person coming and giving money?
Yes, this is what exactly we're talking about when we talk about the tax harmonization. It has actually been discussed at very high levels in the Central Equatorial Government and also nationally. Those reforms are important. Once you have identified who should be collecting taxes and what and where will they be remitting the money, and if you bring in innovations like digital taxation and so on, those things will improve the life of the business person so they can plan better how to allocate their resources and how to reinvest their money into their business. So the conference addressed those. This is a challenge that really the government and the private sector need to tackle fully.
Can you talk a little bit of Juba Arabic Small about this report and how it is improving the business people?
Thomas will go ahead.
Because there are some people who will say they are not following us. Just in that simple Juba,
okay,
the current business.
The current business. A report between the Natija Bta Ishtima, Molofi Juba Hena Bta Union Bta Business Bta Central Equatoria, the Hajes Mujuba Economic Forum. وكان فوقه الحكومة بتاع جنوب السودان الحكومة المركزية والحكومة بتاعة الولاية والناس الشغالين في السوق الناس أصحاب العمل والاتحادات بتاعهم كلهم جوا عشان يتناقشوا في المشاكل البواجه الاقتصاد بتاع جنوب السودان والنتيجة بتاع النقاش ده والكلام الطويل كان في المؤتمر ده يهو جاب التقرير والريبورت الكبير ده الليلة في جوبا قدمناه في بروس الساعة 10 صباحا وكان في ناس من الصحافة جاء عشان يغطوا الكلام ده سو نحن جينا في مرايا اف ام عشان نكلم الشعب بتاعنا والسبيشالي اصحاب العمل والناس بتاع السوق في جوبا انه في عمل الناس شغالين فيه عشان يجوا بحلول للحاجات اللي بتواجه الناس سبيشالي المشاكل بتاع الضرائب والناس الكثير اللي بيجمعوا من الناس وكيف نحن نشجع الناس بتاعنا انه يخشوا السوق ويشيلوا جزء كبير من السوق لانه ده بلد بتاعهم.
Thank you so much. And we go for a break. And when we come back, listener, you can call us on our numbers 0929686297. And our SMS is 0912177141. And the other line is 0912062950. Another number is 0912062079. And you can ask your question. You're talking about Central Equatoria Business Union in collaboration with the Juba Economic Forum, and they have launched a report. So, and all this is to make sure that the business people in South Sudan should grow in their business, and they have put some recommendation forward, and we hope this recommendation can be followed. Just let's go for a musical break and we come back. Stay tuned. I'm Regina Gorley.
My dad, for how long I'm gonna be refugee? For how long I'm waiting to see my mom?
For how long will I wait to see my country? For how long?
I'm sorry, I don't know, baby. 1, 2, 3, sold out. What you need? In the name of Lord God, we need where to feed. Who's all here? Tell you about the life. We are giving big no support to the fight. Oh no, support to the fight, yo.
In this anger, forces keep following. I'm feeling all the danger. All this hardship is what I have to endure. Yeah, the war ain't stopping now, it's getting so mature. I've seen so many die, I've seen so many cry, and I find myself fighting.
Welcome back, listener. You are tuned to Working Together with me, Regina Gorley. We are featuring the Central Equatorial Business Union and also the Juba Economic Forum. They launched a report to empower business people and how issues of taxation can be harmonized in order for the local people, also their business, to grow. And in the studio, I am joined by Thomas Muto from the Central Equatorial Business Union, a patron, and we have Parek Toby Madut. He's the chairperson steering committee, Juba Economic Forum, and they are the one who launched this report together in collaboration with the Central Equatorial Business Union. And if you have any question you would want to ask them, you are welcome to ask your question. I can see someone online. Hello, Radio Mira. Hello?
Regina Gole.
Yes, welcome.
Good evening.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Sorry, I'm good.
It's okay.
Long time.
Yeah, long time indeed. Your name and where you're calling from?
Yeah, you are Mabor Alat calling Yerumbe.
Mabor Alat, welcome.
Yeah, it has been a while.
Yeah, sure.
Without contributing to your beautiful
You program. Are welcome. You followed our program, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you. Welcome to the business people in the studio.
And your network is breaking a little, but please be fast because I am very sure you will go off.
Okay, thank you. Am I clear now?
Yeah.
Okay. First of all, I welcome this union of Central Equatoria in the studio of Radio Marata. Actually, we are encountering the economic problem in our country. My question is this, what are the challenges that are facing this business group people?
Hello, you're breaking up?
Mm-hmm. Regardless of their profit making.
Okay.
That is number one. Number two, how do you handle such challenges? Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Your network is breaking, but we got you. You are asking about how the issues of profits. Yeah, welcome. Thomas, the network looks breaking.
But we want to, we got him. We have two questions. One about the challenges. You know, we have number of challenges across the country as a business community. I may not be in Rumbek, I may not be in Wau, I may not be in, you know, in Kwajok, but those challenges may be uniform. One of the challenges is the access to capital, and this has been one of the challenges that face the business community. Two, the challenge of understanding, you know, governing laws that govern the business community. Most of our traders in the market, they don't know those laws. Because when we talk about taxation, tax is collected by law. Tax is regulated and tax is mandated by law that every citizen, in fact, not only those who are involved in the business, that every citizen has to pay tax. But because people do not understand the law, there's no sensitization for people to understand that tax is an obligation and then become a challenge. And then the other challenge is the infrastructure, you know. We don't have a good infrastructure in place so that business community or people who are engaged in business, they will be able to have, you know, a smarter, you know, movement, you know, and so forth. So those are challenges that...
So you also say with the infrastructure movement, sometimes they come and add like the price high because
for example, let me give this practical example. A farmer from Torit or a farmer from Mundiri or from Yambio can harvest their product, and accessing Juba market is very difficult because of road infrastructure. But a farmer from Uganda or from Masaka or from Jinja or from another part of Uganda can harvest their product and then reach to Juba market faster than the farmer who harvests his goods or his product in the rural area within South Sudan or even within Central Equatorial State.
Okay.
So this is an infrastructural challenge, and these are challenges that, you know, hinder the local market. So those are challenges that we look into them, that once they are addressed, and then it will improve the business, even can improve the economy.
To the second where he talk of issues of business people sometimes lack, I mean, they don't get this profit.
How we handle this is that, you know, in every human life there are challenges, and you need to learn on how to move on with those challenges. So, yeah, we have a number of challenges, but what is important is that we need to be focused, we need to be objective, we need to stick into what we have already started doing it. So when you start your business, know that in every business that you do, there are always challenges. And how do you manage those challenges? How do you come with a solution so that you move on? It should be an individual commitment that you are committed to do what you are doing.
And also to make sure this business does not die what you have started.
Yes. And of course, those challenges, you know, number of issues that will be, you know, coming together to that. But now if you as an individual who started that idea, you are committed, you are dedicated into it, you'll move on with those challenges and make sure that you excel.
Hello, Radio Miraya. Hello.
Yes, Gorle.
Welcome.
Hello, okay, the quiz.
Anna quiz.
التجارية لكل العمارنا في جنوب السودان. يعني في عمارنا يعني رجول بتوم موتو ويال بتوم ويال بكون في دينه يال أبو موتو ويال بكون كثير ويا ماما بتانا كمان يعني طبعا لابوراكو وما ولما نمسك لابوراكا يعني كجرون بعدين بكون دروج بتوم بكون بسيط ما بكون دولار كذا ما بملا فينا ما بملا بدولار بملا بكم تجينا وواصل كبير بسيط بسيط ما يعني وساعات الماما بتاعنا بكون قابو سام أفوارنا في البيت دور شنو يعني كيف بدي شجع الأحمارنا كله تابعنين الما بيعرفين دولار ده. يعني في ماما الناس عارفين بيعرفين دولار ما أنا الماما ما بيعرفين دولار وما أنا تابعنين ده كيف يعني يكون بسيدهم لكل المرة الجنوبية قالوا له يالو أبو ما فو ما في البيت تابعن وده تساك تابعن زي ده ماما
شكرا
جنوبورة ده سؤال بتاعي لازم يساعد عمارنا في جنوب السودان يعني يكون تجارة أنا بشوف كمان أجانب كمان يقوموا تجاريا لنا في جنوب السودان كمان تلقوا جانب ببيعوا عشان خالي والناس معانا ما بتاعنا جنوب السودان ببيعوا السير بتاع جنوب السودان
شكرا
يعني في بساعدوا عوينا وطنية العيال بتاعهم وينفع الدول وينفع عيال بتاعهم
شكرا كاليس شكرا تاكي
Thank you. Shukran, shukran, khub tana fi. Wow. Sual bitag wajih jiddan, da sual muhim, no kif anahna nasaid akhwatna wa muhatna. Taban fi aghlab al-ahyan, wala fi zaman kullu, wa muhat bitana ya hu masoolin an ayyal. Ayya hajo biyalgao, biyamsi layyal bitaw. Anahna fi al-mu'tamar, fi al-taghrir al-gaddamnao layla, fi kalam katil fogo an al-dam. للأسر الصغيرة وللناس اللي عندهم أعمال حرة ولا small business والكلام ده أساسا لأنه ده مسؤولية بتاع المجتمع كله مسؤولية بتاع الحكومة إنه يقلل الضغط يقلل الضرائب على أمهاتنا ويشيلهم برا كل ذاته لأنه في دول كتير يعني زول اللي عنده دكان صغير عنده كشك عنده طبلية زول ده ما بيدفع ضرائب لأنه أساسا ده بيشجع المجتمع الناس اللي في قاع المجتمع يعني الناس الضعيفين في الناحية بتاعت الانكم الناس زي المفروض القوانين بتاع الضرائب بيشيل الحاجات دي منهم يعفيهم من الضرائب وكمان مفروض يديهم تمويل عشان زول لو عنده طبلية ممكن يساعده عشان يكبر ويزيد ويجيب ناس تانين يساعده عشان يجيب أخوانه ويجيب أخته ويجيب بيته ويمشي لقدام وده بيعلم الشعب انه يكون منتج ده كله في التقرير بتاعنا نحن اتكلمنا فيه وسؤال بتاع اخونا ده سؤال مهم جدا ولازم يكون في 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 رأس القائمة بتاع الحاجات الحكومة وبعدين القطاع الخاص يهتم به
اوكي شكرا وفي سؤال من SMS from James Yell in Tomping he said that thank you so much for the topic and his question is how many bodies shall you set up to tax people
yeah, thank you, brother here in Juba. Of course, the Central Equatorial Business Union is not a government body. We have a moral authority. We don't have an executive authority to impose or to enact laws. So we are an advocacy body that advocate on behalf of our members and as well help the government in laws that are favorable to the business community. So when there are laws that as a business people, we are people are complaining about it and we are saying that it's not helping the business community, we reach out to the government, we advocate, we share with them, and we as well, you know, suggest things that if they are done will help the business community. So we are not actually a body that enact laws.
And if I could also turn this very question to Parek, if you could tell us in the report, has it said specifically how many bodies will be collecting taxes?
No, as my brother Thomas Mutoja said, we are advocating for harmonization of the tax regime as a whole. We are asking that, for example, Central Equatoria government should have like a very clear set of bodies that are responsible for taxes. Finance masoolin fi souk, fi laswak. الناس مسؤولين في حاجات بيقولوا الشركات الكبيرة دي للناس بيشيلوا التاكسيز بتاعهم يعني ما كل زول يمشي كوارتر كانسل وبعدين سيتي كانسل وبعدين يعني الكلام ده
بلفوا كده
بلفوا وبعدين انت ما بتعرف ذاته زول ده جاي من يعني تجيها كده نحن الكلام الكتير الجاي من الناس اللي في السوق انه مفروض يكون معروف انت بتدفع كم في الشهر وانت تجهز نفسك عشان تدفع وما في زول يجيك الا اذا انت ابيت تدفع
يلا بودي رسيد
ويدوق الرسيد وعشان كده نحن قلنا ذاته مش رسيد بس المفروض نمشي في ديجيتال تاكسيشن انه حاجات ده يكون مسجل كله في الكترونيك وكده عشان الحكومه لو جاء يشوف انه قروش بتاعه بيجي من كونيو كم وليه وخطيناه في شنو كده ده كله ادفوكسي بتاعنا نحن as an organization is to move us away from this environment into transparency عشان الزول اللي بيدفع ضرائب ذاته يكون مبسوط يدفع انه عارف في خدمات بيجيو
وعارف ده ستاندرد على السيت
exactly
yeah yeah of course just to add on briefly you know it's clear that it's by law that the revenue there's a national revenue authority that is the mandated body that is mandated by law to collect tax and at the state also there's a state revenue authority at the local government, they replicate the same thing. So it shouldn't be, you know, other government agents that come and then collect tax. It should be those entities that are mandated by law to collect the tax. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, there's a question here from Akol Malong from Awil South. Okay, he appreciated the topic and he's asking whether this group is ready to go to Awil Town and visit them there, because the issues of business is becoming another thing.
Yeah. Of course, in the recommendation of the Juba Economic Forum conference, there's a recommendation that is recommending organization of South Sudan Economic Conference. And we are happy that His Excellency the President talked about this when he was opening the parliament. And this was a recommendation that was passed during the conference on 23rd of February, which the Honorable Minister of Finance was there, and then the Vice President for Economic Cluster was there, the Governor of Central Equatoria State was there. So this recommendation, and we now are engaging with the national authorities so that this is the National Economic Conference is organized, and that is going to bring all the states, including the three administration areas. So if you are in Awil, if you are in whatever part of Sudan, you'll be part of it, yeah.
Part of that conference.
Yes.
If I can just add something small about this National Economic Conference.
Yes.
We at the Juba Economic Forum, of course, discussed this, and we also agree that there's a need for that conference, which has now been echoed by, it is now the policy of the government that they want to convene this. We are very happy to see that. We want it to be a broad-based conference. We want the voice of the small business people, the voice of the local private sector to participate. Our hope is that it will not be a conference that is abstract and academic. We wanted to really deal with the day-to-day challenges of the people of South Sudan. And the solutions that will come and the recommendations that will come from such a national conference, once you hear the voice of a call in a will, once you hear the voice of our brother in Rumbek, once you hear through their representatives or through their associations, you will actually have a more impactful solution to the challenges of the economy. Of course, policies at the high level, the abstract level, the macroeconomics and the microeconomics, all those things that are handled by the Ministry of Finance and the monetary policies of the Central Bank, those things have to be pursued, because we want to improve the lives of those people in Awil and Rumbek and Torit and Magway and Juba. So we are hoping, and we really are engaging with the Ministry of Finance to really expand the scope of the conference and really bring the voices of everyone and come up with solutions that are really going to help solve the problems of the people.
Okay. Thank you so much. You can still call us on 0929686297 and 0912062950, 0912062079, and our SMS 0912177141. If you have any question you'd want to ask, how the business of local people can be improved through these forums or through the Central Equatoria Business Union in collaboration with the Juba Economic Forum, you can ask your question. How would you want to improve your business, and they can give you the guidance there. You are still tuned to Working Together with me, Regina Gordler, and we have some few minutes to go. If you are on the line, you can call us, and if you are not there, I can still go to my guest, I think. Let me get to Juba Economic Forum and this report which is launched. How is it going to be implemented, and how soon before even this big conference is coming up?
Thank you very much. The report has been launched today. It will be served to all the stakeholders and all the people that attended the conference, and also all the concerned authorities. And this is the beginning of the engagement. We want to advocate for these recommendations to now be turned into real action. So that is, many of these recommendations are medium to long term because of the real challenges that we are facing. And we want them to really, you know, the journey of a thousand miles starts with one step. So even if it is daunting and you think that Hajada, Haikun Saab, you have to start today. So what our vision is that we need to start today to start making these reforms and these changes. But we know that it will take time, but we are committed to engaging with all the stakeholders to make sure that we start moving in that direction.
Your final remark in the 1 minute. Because we are winding up already.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Regina. This has been a wonderful conversation. I'm also happy to see that our people are engaged. We have had several callers, and but I'm sure there are more that are listening and that are engaging with the topic. We are very grateful. The economy of any country is the backbone of its stability, of the peace of that. So when people are are not hungry, when people are able to get jobs, when people can pursue their dreams, that country becomes stable. So everything else comes down to the economy, to make sure that the economy is not only like we believe, it should be a shared prosperity, it should be an inclusive economy for all of us, young and old, disabled, poor, and the well-to-do. All of us have a stake in this country and its economy. So we have to add our hands so that we can all become productive and be part of it. Thank you so much,
Parek. Welcome.
Once again, thank you, Radio Miraya, for giving us this opportunity to come and share with the Radio Miraya followers across the country and across the world the launch or the release of Juba Economic Forum report. So, one, I want to say that we are giving Radio Miraya a copy of this report so that through your platform, people can access this and get to know the outcome of the report. And as well, we have already uploaded into our website, which is www.sepo.com.ss. So any person can access through our website, and we are going to engage with the media to ensure that up to date there's an interaction, there's a follow-up on this. So thank you once again for giving us the platform, and we are thankful for those who were following us and who will still follow us through your platform. Thank you.
Thank you so much, and thank you to both of you for coming to our studio. Listener, in the studio, I had Thomas Muto from Central Equatoria Business Union. He's the patron. And we have Parek Toby Madut. He is the chairperson steering committee, Juba Economic Forum. And they are the one who launched the report in collaboration with Central Equatoria Business Union. And they have been here with us in the studio, taking us through how this report is going to be able to help the business people. And they also look forward to have a big forum for business people. So if you hear it, please attend so that you voice your challenges, or you want to ask how businesses in South Sudan can be improved. And do join me another Wednesday for another edition of Working Together with me, Regina Gorle.